from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two verses and a chorus shy of a hit song. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino.
And the Music Row Show.
All right. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're glad that you found your way back.
Yes,
we got some more great show for you.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We're glad you're here at the showcase, and which is brought to you by
our good friends at LR Bags.
LR Bags. Not only do they have the Venue DI, which we both use constantly.
Yeah, and we use it here on the show too.
Right,
too.
And the pickups, the Anthem pickups, mm-hmm. and all the M1 pickup.
We see that a lot.
Spectacular,
a lot of M1s, and you know,
Chris Stapleton uses that
absolutely, and Tom Petty. Actually uses
yeah.
it too.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize they make a lot more than that. I mean, they have like pickups for violins mm-hmm. and mandolins and that kind of thing. So pretty much acoustic instruments, if there's strings on it.
And we've been talking for a couple of years. I was trying out all these different singer-songwriter PA systems.
Right.
And I'm like, when is LR Bags coming out with one?
And they just did.
They just did. And it is killer. I cannot wait. We went to a demo and heard several people playing. Mm-hmm. I have yet to be able to actually plug in and use it, but as soon as I do, y'all are going to be hearing about it.
But it was so cool because at the demo, Lloyd Bags, the LR in LR
Bags. Name dropper.
Yeah, I know Lloyd. He was actually kind of explaining the whole concept behind it and actually pointing out some things that were, when he pointed them out, were amazing. Like the fact that you could stand right next to the speaker, like with it next to your left ear, and then walk out to the very front of the room, like right in front of it, and it sounded exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of speakers, they have their sweet spot. You got to stand in just the right spot, and then it sounds good. And if you stand anywhere else, it doesn't. This thing sounded good no matter where you stood in the room. It was amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how they did it.
Hey, it's our showcase. We're having a great time. We just had
LRBags.com.
LRBags.com. Thank you. We have Rachel Lipsky and Katie Lehman, and we're going to have Sarah Turner in with us in a little
yes.
bit.
Yes.
Very exciting.
She's here. She's waiting in the wings.
She is.
Not really wings.
A couch. It's a couch.
It's a couch.
I know.
Yeah, it's a couch.
Yeah.
But now we've got this gentleman, and why don't you introduce him?
I will. Joe and I met I think our first meeting was a gig in Bowling Green, wasn't it?
I think you're right. Yeah.
A couple of years ago, and since then we've shared several stages and had some guitar pulls, and I'm always finding a new favorite Joe Hash song, from Big Black Lincoln to The Last Waltz. He's just really an excellent songwriter and performer. He has spent many years in Canada, up in Toronto, and has had success in that country with cuts on artists like Western Swing Authority and Barbara, is it, how do I say it?
Lika.
That's
right.
What I thought.
Yeah.
But we're very happy to have him here this evening. I've been to his house three times. I still haven't seen his Emmy Award. So that means he's hiding it. So
yeah.
That tells us he's a humble man.
He is.
So we're glad he's here. Joe Hash, we're glad you're here. Welcome to the Music Row Show Showcase.
Glad to be here too.
Yay.
It's funny, I met Joe at a finger pull. It was a whole different thing, but we haven't had one again. So,
Joe, every time you laugh at
I know,
one of his jokes, an angel loses his wings.
It's true.
So don't do
it's
that.
True.
Don't encourage it.
So we've had a lot of Canadians tonight.
I'm two.
That's a lot. Usually.
That's like 50% Canadian. Here.
That's right.
Yeah. So what brought you from Canada all the way to Nashville?
Well, I was actually born in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio.
That's the Canada of the United States.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
people
the
say
United
that.
States, yeah.
Hold on, just real
sure,
quick.
Yeah.
Please write your complaint letters to Hino at the Music Row Show. Hino, H-E-I-N-O.
Yeah.
Okay, please continue.
But, you know, I mean, I took that as a compliment.
Right, yeah. Right.
Canada's a great place. But, you know, my life kind of took me various places, and I ended up in Toronto where I met my wife.
Ah.
And about 10 years ago, we both started doing things that were more in line with Tennessee and Kentucky. My wife started working training as an equine massage therapist. And so she works with horses. And I
Man,
started,
that's not something you hear very often.
It is not.
That
it is not.
Kinda
She's a registered equine massage therapist.
Wow.
Feelingyouroats.com. Sorry, do I have to pay for that now?
Well,
yes.
We'll talk later.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's really good, and I started taking my songwriting seriously. I've written all my life, but I started thinking, you know what, it might be a good idea to see if somebody besides my wife and the dog might be interested in listening to the songs.
And very relaxed horses.
And very, very, very relaxed horses.
They're fantastic that way.
Actually, his songs would stress him out.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd need Diane.
I see. So it's kind of a symbiotic relationship.
Definitely a symbiotic relationship.
You stress him out, she calms him back down. That's
so is it a true statement that guitar great Tommy Emmanuel influenced you and kind of got you fired up as a songwriter?
Really?
Totally did, yeah.
Tell us about that.
I've always enjoyed attempting to play fingerstyle guitar, and I was in a club, a fingerstyle guitar club in Toronto, and I had actually never heard of Tommy Emmanuel, but the head of the club said, you know, we're bringing this guy into Toronto for a seminar, and he said, you know, he'll be with him all day. It's only $100 if you really need to do this. And he said, if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. Mm-hmm. I did not ask for my money back. Tommy is an amazing guy. He's a force of nature, but he's just a very inspirational guy.
Super nice.
Yeah. And very enthusiastic and just radiates that on stage and one-on-one as well. But I spent all day with him, me and a dozen other hopefuls, and I realized within about 10 minutes that I was never going to be able to play fingerstyle guitar the way Tommy Emmanuel does, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, but I was really taking a lot in terms of his enthusiasm and his, you know, his outlook on life. It was more of a spiritual experience than a musical experience for me. And at one point in the day, he said, you know, what the world really needs are songwriters, good songs. He said, you know, a lot of fingerstyle guys, they just focus on technique. And he said, what I really like are nice melodies and great lyrics. And I thought, now that I could probably do.
Right.
And that literally, you know, I was inspired by his work ethic, which he talked a lot about. And that literally kicked off my quest to get somebody besides the wife and the dog to listen to the song.
So being that he lives here, have you, you know, accosted him at a grocery store and said, you know what, I spent $100 here, listen to this song. I spent $100 on your workshop.
No, I haven't. No? I haven't. Mm-hmm. Actually, we haven't really had, I've been to some of his shows, but we haven't really had a one-on-one personal interaction since he ruined my life.
We'll tell you where he shops.
Yeah,
tell you, we'll hook you up there.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So then, how did you go about then? You said you'd been writing before that, but how did you go about learning to write? Everybody kind of does it a different way.
Well, the first thing I did was I Googled songwriting.
Sure. How to write a song?
Exactly. Gotcha. And I had actually a long time ago in a previous life been part of the Northern California Songwriters Association. So I was writing songs that they were what I would call song-like objects. They, you know, they looked like songs, they sounded like songs, but they just didn't quite cut it. Mm. They had verses and choruses and bridges and that sort of thing, but nothing, you know, nothing outstanding. And I started, I found NSAI, actually. Ah. And so I started corresponding with people there and sending songs in for evaluation and doing that sort of thing, song critiques and played out. We had guitar pools in Toronto, believe it or not. There was an NSAI chapter in Toronto. And just kind of took everything to heart and stuck with it. At one point, I started coming down here pretty frequently, and I think my first or second trip, I had met a guy that you both know, Mark Allen Barnett.
He had
come up and stayed with us actually in Toronto when he played the Tin Pan North, which is the NSAI Toronto event, and so I spent a day taking Mark's tour and his sort of Nashville facts of life thing, and it was invaluable. Like, it was really, really great. I know he's kind of become an institution in this town that way, and and it's worth it. And it was very helpful, and we stayed friends in spite of that.
So then how did your expectations of Nashville mesh with the realities once you moved here? Even, you know, of course you'd had the tour, but still once you're here, it's that's when you're really immersed. So yeah. Were there any surprises?
Well, not really. Not really. It's I mean, I had heard Rivers Rutherford and a couple other people, you know, say, well, Nashville's a 10-year town. And it's that's about right. I mean, I've been here 10 years, and look, here I am on WSM.
Right.
The Music Row Show.
You've peaked.
I've made it. Hi, Mom. We're
all downhill
Hi,
from
Mom.
Here.
She's listening. I'm in Bowling Green. My mom's listening.
Oh, is
listening.
She? Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. Oh, that's great. Well, you know, we have a CD potted up, right? What song are we going to play?
I'm not sure, actually.
What did you bring us?
Let's see. I brought, well, you heard Big Black Lincoln on the end. I think you're going to hear God Made a Farmer.
Oh. Okay. And what track is that?
Two.
Number track two?
I believe.
All right. Let's listen to that.
You know, there's times in life when you realize the time has come for you to choose. You can keep on doing what you've always done, hoping things are gonna change, or you can cut it all loose. This is one of those times and one of those lives I've made up my mind what I gotta do. It's what I gotta do. I got a big black Lincoln, blacker than a heart attack. I got a big black Lincoln, blacker than a heart attack. That pedal down, all you're gonna see is my back. Now you might say I'm running away cause I'm afraid to stay and face the facts. But the fact is tomorrow's gonna be exactly the same for you. And for me, it's already the past. So I rolled up my sleeves and what I need is a heart to please with those three little words, you know the ones. Don't look back. I got some brand new ink, aching like $100 bill. Got some brand new ink, aching like a C-note bill. Got my arm out the window so the west wind's all I feel. Come on, girls. I got a big black Lincoln. Got a big black Lincoln.
Big black Lincoln.
I got a big black Lincoln.
Big black Lincoln.
Got a big black Lincoln.
Big black Lincoln.
I got a big black Lincoln. Blacker than a heart attack. I was born to burn, and baby, that ain't ever gonna change. That ain't ever gonna change. Better slide it on over when I pass you on the interstate. I got a 462 and a turbo 4.
Big black Lincoln.
Bull hide seats and suicide doors.
Big black Lincoln.
You ain't gonna see my face no more.
Wow, nice. That was God Made a Farmer.
No, it
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, it wasn't.
God Made a Big Black Lincoln.
That was Big Black Lincoln. I'm glad that we played that song. I like God Made a Farmer, yeah. But that song, just woke everybody up. And
it did.
Whew. Mercy.
Great trash can endings at the end there. I love that.
That's right. And now we need to take a break.
Yes, we do. We are
collect
exhausted.
Ourselves. This segment is brought to you by our friend Barbara Potter Photography. If you need CD artwork, if you need new web artwork, if you just need to change some things up, she's wonderful here in Nashville.
She's an award-winning photographer.
She is indeed.
Yes, she is. She's just awesome. She'll travel. She does a lot of music stuff. So a lot of band photography.
And lots of other things.
But lots of other things as well.
She did Peyton Senior pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she's done friends' wedding pictures. And she's just fantastic.
Pictures and, shall we say, boudoir pictures.
Well, yeah. But here's the deal. I can't stand photo sessions. I don't like having my picture taken. Yeah. She made it fun. She made it easy. And the finished products were really...
And I'm amazed how well those shots turned out, considering she was wearing a blindfold the whole time.
Right, so, I mean, right. Considering the subject matter, she did an amazing job. BarbaraPotterPhotography.com. Check it out. That's BarbaraPotterPhotography.com. We're going to be back
with a whole lot more.
God took time on the seventh day to take a look at all he'd made. The plants, the trees, the birds, the bees, all the animals. Adam and Eve, he saw it was good, but who's gonna keep it that way? So on the eighth day, God made someone to seed and weed and feed, plow and plant and tie the fleece and strain the milk and cut the wheat. By Tuesday he'll put in a 40-hour week, up with the chickens, tending the crops, milking the cows. Fill in the troughs and top off the week with a 5-mile drive to church, where he'll thank the Lord because he could have done worse. God made a farmer.
Nice. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. Now that was God Made a Farmer. We're pretty sure about that this time. And that's Joe Hash. He's our guest here this hour on our showcase this month, brought to you by our good friends over at LR Bags.
Indeed. How do we find Joe Hash on the interwebs?
That'd be joehashmusic.com.
Okay, great. And you also have a pretty active SoundCloud as well.
I do, yeah. So, I try to post a playlist every other month or so. I think I'm a little behind. Right
you are.
Now,
you're at April.
Joe Hash Music. Yeah. That's behind. That's weird.
Well, no. That's not behind.
Joe Hash Music on SoundCloud. So
very good.
So when you say playlist, what do you mean exactly?
Oh, I just post like five of my songs.
Okay, and it's not like your favorite artists of the month. You know, here's a little.
It is. But
Van Halen.
They're all just him.
But they're all your version of those songs.
This is my favorite artist.
They're demos. It's
nice.
Yeah. So
okay.
So it's not actually me singing on this playlist.
Actually, I noticed that on your site. You have a lot of other folks. You have a lot of female songs, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. I channel that.
You're in touch with your feminine side.
Part of me, yeah. And, you know, it's, I mean, when I came here, I was thinking, how in the heck did I get on this show?
Right.
Know, because you got these beautiful women on the,
yes.
And then I realized, I mean, we were saying.
You're the token guy tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. What I realized is that. You know, when you're home talking to the wife and she's like, hey, you got an awful lot of pretty girls coming through there, and you can say, we had Joe Hash.
Had
Joe on.
Yeah. It makes everything okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
it's okay. My wife doesn't listen. She's like,
yeah, mine doesn't either. Yeah, she doesn't know. You have a marketing, branding, creative director background.
I do.
How do you think helping companies find their message in a short period of time has maybe benefited you and your songwriting chops?
I think that my entire advertising career was preparation for the music business.
Mm-hmm. Get on in there.
I think it was because in advertising, everything's co-written. It's usually an art director and a copywriter.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, I know you solo write and I solo write, but a lot of music is co-written. There's pitching and there's tons of rejection. So you develop a very thick skin.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds just like the music business. And
except for they pay in advertising, right?
Well, yeah. That was the one thing that...
Yeah.
One differentiating.
The one small,
tiny little difference. Yeah.
So I still do advertising.
Nice. Hey, you got to do it. You also have a beautiful plugged-in guitar here. You feel like playing us a song?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay. Let's do a quick strum and make sure that we're sounding all right.
Okay. Do your best, Tommy Emmanuel. Let's go.
Yeah, right.
There we go.
That sounds good.
Okay, great. So...
Two steps left and right across the dance floor. I was with somebody new. I hardly ever thought about you anymore. But then they said, let's slow it down with an old familiar sound. It's bound to take you back a couple of years. It was a song you used to love. It was the last one I wanted to hear. The last waltz, when the world revolved around us for the last time. The last night I could look into your eyes and see my whole life. The last kiss from your lips, I never thought I'd ever get enough. It was the last waltz we danced to, the last night that we were in love. They could have played a waltz for me, like the ones from Tennessee or old Kentucky. Carolina Moon or any other three-step tune to move my feet. If they played waltz across Texas, or could I have this dance? It's pretty certain my eyes would have stayed clear. But the only waltz they played was the last one I wanted to hear. When the crowd had all gone home, I sat at that bar alone with nothing but a jukebox and a beer. So I played that song again, 'cause it's the last waltz I wanted to hear. The last waltz when the world revolved around us for the last time. Last night I could look into your eyes and see my whole life. The last kiss from your lips, I never thought I'd ever get enough. It was the last waltz we danced to, the last night that we were in. Was the last waltz we danced to, the last night that we were in love.
Yeah. Thank
you. Nice.
A little out of tune there. I apologize for that.
Oh, that's nice. Such a pretty song. I love that song.
I like that song a lot.
You You have a unique ability to me to easily bounce from very modern sounding melodies to very classic Western swing or traditional country music, and you sound very authentic in all those arenas. And for that, I hate you. But I'm curious, is that a conscious thing, or is that just a natural? Do you put much thought into that?
I don't know. I just kind of go where the feeling takes me, mm-hmm. Where the song takes me. That particular song, I had taken my parents to see the guys at the Station Inn, Time Jumpers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and back when they were at Station Inn. And got to meet Ranger Doug and all that, and it was so cool. And I was just blown away, and I really wanted to write a love letter to that era. And I'd always loved the Tennessee Waltz. That was one of my favorite songs. And I thought, boy, if I could write something like that. And what it ended up being was like I said, kind of a love letter to those songs. And the title actually came from I was thinking, boy, I'd really like to write a waltz. And then I thought, and that would be the last thing that a publisher would want to hear.
Which is true.
Yeah, except true. It was the first song that I ever got cut. Actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what the Western Swing Authority.
Western Swing Authority put that on their album last year. And thank you very much, Shane and Stacey.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, they're beautiful song. They do a good job.
How do we find you again? JoeHashMusic.com?
JoeHashMusic.com. That's where I'm at.
This has been a real pleasure. Thank you very much.
Mine.
Thank you very much. Yes, we you're so supportive. Thank you so much for coming out to everybody's shows all the time. And are you playing anywhere that...
I am, actually. I'm at the Whiskey Room, okay. Which is in Cool Springs on Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 both times.
Great.
Appearing with a couple of other fine writers. Mark Allen Barnett is actually going to be with me.
Awesome.
And then I'm at Merity's in Franklin on July 22nd. I think, which is a long ways away, or it seems like a long ways away. And that's at 6 o'clock, I believe.
Awesome. Well, we'll check that out.
Jeremy Dean.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've got, I'm going to take a little break, but we got the great Sarah Turner going to be joining us in just a second on the Music Row Showcase. So come on back.
Okay.
All right. Welcome back to the Music Row Show.
I can only assume there was about to be a bad word.
No.
Or something. Oh, okay. You were like, stop it. Welcome back. Hey, it's our showcase.
It's not often that artists tell you to stop playing their song. You know? I got to know what that was all about, maybe. Anyway, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We got Sarah Turner joining us, who's a great songwriter and recording artist.
Yes. Well, why don't you tell us a little more about her?
I would be happy to. We met Sarah several years ago when I think she had just come to town from West Virginia. And we were both very impressed with her right away.
We did a
Bluebird round with her. She was awesome. People are still talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, why were those other guys there? I don't even really know. If you were to combine, let's say, Loretta Lynn's good old country sound with a little touch of Miranda Lambert's sass and daring, you'd have an idea of what this young lady's style is like. And we are just thrilled to death to be able to say, finally, Sarah Allison Turner, welcome to the Music Row Show.
Hi.
Woohoo.
Glad you're here.
I'm glad to be
it's
here.
Nice to see you.
Thank
again.
You for having me.
Absolutely.
So
wait, stop talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stop. No. So you grew up in West Virginia.
I grew up in West Virginia.
Your dad was someone you looked up to, not just as a musician, but also as a songwriter.
Yes, that's
so
correct.
So tell us about how he inspired you as a writer.
Well, my dad, growing up, he was always like playing songs around the house. And as I got a little bit older, I honestly had no idea the difference in songs he had written and songs that were recorded by the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of started to discover like, hey, my dad wrote that or my dad didn't write that. And he was always just very encouraging of songwriting. The first time I ever wrote a song, his reaction, I mean, I feel like I owe everything I've ever done to him up to this point because of his reaction, like, the first time I wrote a song, because it was in that moment that I was like, I have to do this again. So my dad's
What was his reaction?
He just was like, oh my gosh, Sarah, that's great. And I mean, I've listened back to the song. It's not good. But but just his encouragement and stuff was just what I needed to hear at a young age.
Awesome.
That's very cool. I thought you were going to say he grounded you or something.
Yeah, go to your room.
Never write another song.
Never again.
I have to do this again.
Well, you're one of your bios that you have floating around out there says that...
one of them.
One of them says that you know what music you enjoy, but it took you a while to finally figure out the music that fits you, quote unquote, you know, as an artist. What did you mean by that, and how did you go about finding it?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Do you remember saying this?
No. I don't. So let me think of what I meant by that. Uh-huh.
Do you want me to pull up?
Does it help if you read it in Russian? Because look at his typing there. It's Yuki Fikuli
Fondo. It's even in red, too.
I know. Yeah. I know.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you listen to a lot of music growing up, and as you start diving into songwriting and stuff, and I think that you try to be other people for a while, and then you kind of discover that you can be your own person, and you take bits and pieces of Leon Womack and of the Dixie Chicks and all these different artists, and you kind of become your own in a way. So I mean I feel like that's probably what I meant by that when I said that.
We were listening at home to one of your songs. I can't remember which one it was, but my wife even said, boy, that's really kind of got a Dixie Chicks vibe to it.
Aw, that's
so
sweet.
It's funny you should say that because it was exactly what she saw.
Oh.
Well, thank
look
you.
At that.
Yeah. She hates the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah. Oh, well, in that case.
No, we all love the Dixie
kidding.
Chicks.
We love them. We love them.
You have had some pretty cool success lately. You got a song on the radio right now with Tyler Farr. I Should Go to Church Sometime.
Yes, that's correct.
This is a very cool song, and it's, I guess what I really liked was to hear something, it has that very modern feel that's obviously getting radio play, but it, instead of the normal subject matter, it actually has some really deep lyrics to this modern sounding song. So talk about writing that song and getting it to Tyler.
Well, I wrote that song with a couple good friends, Michael Hardy and Brinley Addington. Mm-hmm. We were on a writing retreat, and we kind of got paired up the later part of the day. We had already written with different people in the morning, and I remember you could just tell everyone was like kind of tired. It was like 5 o'clock, and Michael was coming down with strep, which we found out later, but he was so sick, and he was like, I'm thinking about going home. And I was like, no, stay. And everyone was encouraging him to stay. And so he did. And we just kind of cranked that song out pretty quick. We just, once, you know, we started rolling, it was like line after line. And mm-hmm. I think we all kind of knew it was special. It's one of my favorite songs I've ever been a part of writing. And it's just icing on the cake that somebody else enjoyed it enough to cut it.
Yeah.
But they got it in the hands of someone who played it for Tyler, and it was pretty quick. They said, hey, he wants to hold this, hey, he's cutting next week, hey, everybody loves it, and then boom, it's the single. So
nice.
Wow.
Really, really cool.
Very cool. Well, should we play a song?
Let's do it.
What are we gonna hear? Play?
Good Feelings.
Good Feelings. Are you sure that's the name?
Yes.
Okay.
I was shotgun shells for a wild and young, and lessons from the Baptist church. You were a two-tone Ford and a Bud Light kiss, charmer in a hasty shirt. Hey, you let me underneath the bleachers at the Tigers game. Who knew a fifth, a crown, and a touchdown could change everything? And bad decisions start with you will the next time. Bad
took a hit of the way your lips used to taste. I never did buy cigarettes till the day you went away. And now I need about a pack a week. Don't care if it's killing me. Glass of 90 proof, cause I don't have you to chase that nicotine. Hey, yeah, bad decisions start with good feelings.
Yeah, Sarah Turner, hey. Good feelings. Love that.
Thank you.
Sarah, I love your voice.
Thank you.
You've got such a cool voice.
Aww.
And you have one of those voices, I think, that when you hear it, you're like, oh, that's Sarah Allison Turner.
Aww.
As opposed to, wait, who is that? You know, because sometimes voices blend together. They kind of sound similar. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to confuse your voice
you're
with anybody
sweet.
Else's.
Thank you.
So wow. I like that.
Should we take a break? Or
make the check out to... No, I'm just kidding.
I'll slide it under the table.
Yeah, right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to be back with more of Sarah Allison Turner. By the way, how do we find you on the interwebs?
I am on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, website. It's all under Sarah Allison Turner. Sarah with an H.
There you go. All right. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Music Row Showcase.
That a lot. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Sarah Allison Turner doing a song called Tipsy Talk.
Very nice.
Personal experience?
Heard from a friend.
I heard from a friend. Yeah.
My mom.
Your parents are listening. Come on now. So, hey, there was this one time that you wrote with Gretchen Wilson and then got a song on her brand new CD that's coming out.
Which I
just remember
listened
that?
To today.
Yeah.
That is an awesome CD.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
So she put a record out. I have a song on there called A Little Loretta.
Which is awesome.
Thank
Love
you.
It.
But I got to write with her and one of my good friends, Monty Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And she walked in kind of with that idea already started and was like, I think this would be so fun. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And
yeah,
she
no.
really loved it.
That's awesome.
So,
She's a wonderful writer.
She's so awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
It's a good album. I listened to it today and was pleasantly surprised to find that you had a cut on there.
Thank you.
Well, I was, I think I called you a couple weeks ago, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
About the...
Salt Mine.
Salt Mine.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, I just heard a brand new Gretchen song on the radio. It was unbelievable. So Gretchen, if you're listening,
we love you.
I'm that weirdo that talked to you at Best Buy about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And asked you to come do my show.
It's time to come do the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of going to Best Buy.
I think the restraining order has expired.
I think it has.
So it's,
I think
it's
we're time. Good.
We're good now. We're good now. We'd love to hear you play one live. You feel
yeah,
like playing something?
I would
you
love
got
to.
Beautiful guitar there.
I'm going to push that button or else we'll still be on tuner. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
What
now
you gonna
we're
play
all situated.
I'm going to do a new song.
Yeah,
that's okay.
It. Yes.
This is one that I wrote with my good friends Jesse Joe Dillon and Mike Walker.
Okay.
And it's called Where Does Love Go?
Cool.
Birds fly south for winter, feel the sunshine on their face. Kids run home for dinner when their mama calls their names. Planes and trains and greyhounds, yeah, they're all bound for someplace. But one thing has a funny way of getting gone without a trace. Where does love go when it leaves? I wish she would back up, turn around and pack up all these memories. This old heart hanging on my sleeve is plain to see, but where does love go when it leaves? I dive into the neon and I don't come up for air. I crash on the couch 'cause I still can't sleep upstairs. Well, you took off for California, baby, I hope that's working for you. Ooh, and maybe you'll find it there, 'cause who knows where does a love go when it leaves. How is she would back up, turn around and pack up all these memories. This old heart hanging on my sleeve is plain to see, but where does love go when it leaves? That's a question for the poets in a damned old mystery. Wherever it is, I sure wish it'd bring you back to me. Where doesn't love go when it leaves? I wish she would back up, turn around and pack up memories, and this old heart hanging on my sleeve is plain to see, but where does love go when it leaves? Yeah, this old heart hanging on my sleeve is plain to see, but where does love go when it leaves?
Yeah. Great song.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. Wow. So that's brand new. Who'd you write that with again?
Jesse Joe Dillon and Mike Walker.
Wow.
Good job.
Thank you.
We just got a couple more minutes. You had a great songwriting, publishing question.
You've had a pub deal now for a couple of years. You're with HoriPro?
HoriPro, that's
HoriPro,
right.
Yeah. And for those out there who dream of getting a publishing deal and haven't had one yet, talk about what it actually is like to have a publishing deal. What's the day-to-day like? What happens when you get one?
You get up at the crack of 10.
The crack of 10 every day.
Yeah.
You know, you have so many opportunities to meet so many different people, and you've got a great team that's working for you. So they're, you know, presenting you with this opportunity and this opportunity. And it's challenging and exciting and scary and exciting and just so many different things every day. And
when you say opportunity, you're talking about co-writes and
because
they're setting up a lot of your co-writes, right?
So they keep your calendar and you kind of find out, okay, who am I writing with today? Who am I writing with tomorrow? And you go there. And so do you ever set up your own?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's a little of both.
A little bit of both.
Okay, so that's
cool. But
of
course, anything that they suggest.
Sure.
You know, they have great opinions, so.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then once you write the song, do you then turn it back into them and then they critique it? Or how does that work when you have a publishing deal?
I'll turn it back into them and they'll critique it. Sometimes it'll be a, you know, kind of a short response and it'll be a great job. Or sometimes it'll be a, you know, I think you could use another time getting back together to work on this. Or sometimes it's, they're super excited and they want to demo it. Or, you know, it's different. You turn it in and you just kind of see what happens and put your head down and go on to the next one.
Go on to the next one. Awesome.
So you mean you don't bug them every day about one song over and over and over again?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Hey, this has been fun. Thank you very much.
So much fun. Thank you all so much for having me.
Absolutely. And well, you've Sarah, got a new project you're working on, right?
I am. I'm working on something right now.
And when is that coming out?
Sometime this year, later this year.
Okay, well, there's only 6 months left, so.
So sometime within the next 6 months.
Okay.
will you come and let us know?
I absolutely will.
Okay. Absolutely, because we definitely want to hear that.
I can't wait for y'all
to
hear it.
And people can find you online on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Sarah, Allison Turner.
Allison Turner, Sarah.
Isn't Twitter
Sarah
A. Turner?
It is.
Okay, there we go. I thought I remembered that from earlier.
Look at you Twitter stalker.
You know, what can I say? It's my week. Yeah, somebody else stocks for next week. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So thank you for coming on the show, and we'll be keeping an eye out for you. We actually wish everybody a happy 4th of July next week.
Yeah. Thanks to Joe Hash. Thank you to Rachel Lipsky and Katie Lehman.
Loved all of those
This
folks.
Was a fun showcase.
It was a
great night.
So go check out themusicrowshow.com, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. We'll see you next time on The Music Row Show.